Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I hope you don't mind me sending this message, but I have to get this off my chest. My daughter is 16. A lot of her friends are getting piercings and tattoos. I was dreading the day she'd start copying them. Last week was the day. She told me she was planning on getting a tattoo on her wrist. It was a lot for me to take in, and it became a lot worse when my wife refused to stand by me. She keeps telling her it's okay, or she's okay with it, and even says I'm being unreasonable. I don't think she understands that we are watching our child turning into something that I just don't like, and we should be honest about how we feel about it. I was wondering what you thought, Niall. Do you think I'm being unreasonable? She's only 16 after all. I've seen some of her friends with piercings in their ears and through their nose and through their neck, and I'm sure they're probably their private parts as well. Before I know it, she'll have tattoos all over her. I don't think teenagers should be having tattoos, and I'm worried she'll regret this when she gets older. So, do you agree with him? Is he right? Or is he being unreasonable? She's 16. She wants to get tattoos on her wrist. I agree with him. That's just my position. Come on the air and tell me I'm wrong. You might agree with the mother. Mother thinks it's okay because the mother, of course, is her best friend. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. What would you just say to your 16-year-old if they said, I want to get tattoos. I want to get big holes in my ears. What would you say? I'm not describing you, Ruth. I'm just saying. I am kind of describing Ruth there, but Ruth is in her 20s. That's okay. Debbie, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Debbie? Oh, Debbie, are you there? Let me see. Have I lost you? Are you there, Debbie? All right, okay. I think I'm losing. Are you there, Debbie? Can I hear you now?
What's that? Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. There you go. For some reason, somebody pushed one of my buttons. I don't like people pushing me buttons, Debbie.
No, on holiday, I.
Yeah. So, Debbie, have you any children?
I do. I have three, but I have twin boys who both have tattoos.
How old are they?
They're 20 now, but they went on from, 16, 17, that they wanted tattoos. One more than another. I said, you're not getting tattoos. You're not living here, not with tattoos, not a hope in hell. And they're like, my body, I want them.
It's my body, my choice. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
That's what I got. And when they turned 18, the first one went down and got a tattoo. Now, his story, I've told them, and they know I don't like tattoos. But 18, I could turn around and say, you know, there's that. But his first tattoo, he has this thing. His tattoos have meanings. So to make mommy feel sort of bad, he got my name, Mahler, done in Arabic on his wrist.
Right. Why did he get it done in Arabic, by the way? Why didn't he just get it done in normal English? Just curious.
Yeah, it was the design that he liked.
Oh, the design of the writing, yeah.
The designs, the whole. And then he got, it was family.
Okay.
He had got done then. And I was like, Mommy, it's not lovely. And he'll show everybody. And I'm like, it's not. It was great for something for me. But in my head, it was like, you've tattooed your body. You've tattooed. Where are you going? So he had said on to have 7 tattoos on his body and is saving up for his next one.
Wow, right. Sounds a bit like him and Ruth are going on like a house on fire, my producer. So Ruth is tattooed from ankle to head.
Well, he has it on his arms, but he has, there's two, it's very special to him.
Yeah.
And as much as I don't like two tattoos, but these were special to him, and I felt for him. There's two children, well, he's one child, but they had a miscarriage. So they got the dip on, when the baby died, they got the dip on the heart.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, that one was sort of, you know, it was emotional. It was everything to him. But
and why do you not like tattoos?
I just think that more so when you get old, they just burnt
they
it all
don't,
up.
They don't look as cool anymore, yeah.
No, no. And I just don't like them. I literally just don't like tattoos. So do I. Thank
you. And do you think it leaves, I mean, a person as they get older, you know, and I'm saying they got older into their 20s, you know, looking for employment. Do you think it reduces their chances of employment? Do you think people judge them? Is that still the case, do you think?
Well, he hasn't got, like, he's not seen, his tattoo's not, well, he has seen when he goes. No, he works for the horse, like, he works for the horses, not that, like, in the yard, he jockeys, not. And it hasn't done, now, the other son, jeepers, I'll get killed saying that anybody hears me, he's in the Air Corps, and he's got family on his arm,
right?
Because they almost love their family, so they must.
And is there any rules and regulations? By the way, I don't think so in the Air Corps about having tattoos.
No, it just can't be visible.
Okay, so once it's not above the neckline or below the hand,
anywhere.
Yeah,
he just says like if it's not visible. No, he only ever got the one done, and it was it was family.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It was just the family meant most. But I was like, cringe, and I was like, I don't like tattoos. So now, yeah, they would, he'd go, Mommy, I showed you this tattoo. And I'm like, there's no point, like, they're 20 now, and there's no point turning around and saying no, because they know they're going to get it. But I just don't
I mean, the tattoo artists are doing well out of it, but you know who does better out of tattoos than tattoo artists? The people who remove tattoos, they're actually busier.
Yeah, I know. I give you a laughing story. When I first met my husband, my second husband.
Why? How many have you had, Debbie?
I've just had two.
Okay. When you said your second, I thought you might be on your third or fourth this day.
No, not yet. No, that's the love of my life. No, that's my partner, Dee, Ben. Mm-hmm. But he was wearing T-shirts all the time, but they were sort of down these, just near the wrist, not near the wrist, the elbow, and they were real long.
Yeah.
And there was when we were out one night, that was gone, I seen this lad tattooed head to toe. I said, it's bloody ridiculous. I said, getting tattoos. I said, look, it ruins your body. I said, people need just getting a tattoo. And it was when we first going out with him. And the next thing he just pulls the T-shirt up the arm, and there's this like bloody panther.
Panther?
Yeah, like Black Panther on
right.
And I was like...
Oh, I'd say you were mortified after just...
When I seen it, I was like...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, just me. He says he didn't like it. He didn't like it then, so he did. He got it when he was like with the lads and away on holidays.
Yeah, of course, when he was a bit of a boyo. Yeah.
Yeah, out on holidays having drinks and
drunk cellar.
And now he actually doesn't like it. It does be covered. It'd be very rare that he.
And is he thinking about getting? Well, it's probably a bit late now to get it removed. Has he thought about getting it removed?
It wouldn't afford the price of it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
No, yeah, it wouldn't.
Well, it's more expensive to get it removed than it is to get it put on in the first place, I believe.
And it's dear getting them tattoos.
Yeah, see, this is what I say to Ruth all the time. Now, you know, she's a young girl and she's a trendy young girl. Now, I know she's listening here now. And I can't describe Ruth, but she has different coloured hair. It's not a particular colour. It's many. What colour is your hair?
It's purple.
Okay, I'm colourblind anyway, so it's meant to be purple, Ruth. And she has how many tattoos? 30-ish, Debbie, all right? And she has holes in her ears. And what else have we got? Nose.
15 piercings.
15 piercings. Now, don't get me wrong. She's a lovely young woman and she's trendy and all that. But I did say to her when she gets older, Debbie, that, you know, it's not going to be as cool when she's 40 or 50, is it?
I'm not going with as lovely girl. And even saying her earrings and all that. The earrings are different. They are different in like up your ears and all that. There,
no, yeah, but these are not earrings. These are holes. She has two big loop things in them, like, and it looks like a hole. If you want, like, you can actually look through them like binoculars.
Yeah, I know.
She can fit her finger through them.
Yeah, I know. Once it has that, I just don't see it. I said when you're wrinkled and you're older and your skin's not as like fresh as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes. Now, there's a man walking around the town, and he actually has a spider web on his face.
On his face?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a spider web on his face. And I'm looking, going,
why would you do that?
Actually, right, like, if it was one, young ones in that there, me, when I seen it at the start, maybe the lad was lovely or that there, but I talk sort of fearful.
Well, see, here's the thing. He's not going to get a job, with the greatest of respect, he's not going to get a job, you know, in the front of house in a hotel or a bank.
No,
anywhere people will see him. And that's unfortunate because people do discriminate and people do judge him. But stay there for a second, Debbie. Let me go to Pat as well. Pat.
Niall, how are you? How are things?
Pat, are you tattooed?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
How many have you got?
I've got about 10.
10? Ah, you're miles behind Ruth. Anyway, go on.
I know, but see, the tattooing for Ruth is an expression of her taste in art. Okay?
Now, I told her I'd get her a paintbrush and a canvas if she needs to draw pictures.
Her canvas is herself.
Would you stop?
No, wait a minute. There's a huge history behind tattooing. When I was in university, I was trying to start up a society, tattoo society in the university, and they said, it has to be historical. Tattooing is historical.
It is tribal, isn't it?
It's massive. And actually, in Europe, Western culture, a female was tattooed before a sailor or a thing of that, okay? Females of the aristocratic background who were travelling around the world with fancy family ships and stuff like that would get a little tattoo in the back of their ankle to show their friends, look where I was.
Right.
So everybody thinks it's sailors and stuff
would
like
you
that.
Would you not just send them a postcard? Would that be...
I wonder what postcards were going on in the 17th century.
But if you go back in time, tattoos probably come from tribe. It's tribal. Different people from different tribes have different markings.
And we have it in the Celtic age, we have it in the Maori age, the Indian culture, it's throughout everything. So the expression of tattooing, tattooing in the 40s and 50s was considered a bit of rough guard. You know, it wasn't really tattoo artists, even though there is famous tattoo artists and stuff like that. I deal with a pretty well-known tattooist in Ireland. He's from the old punk scene in London and stuff like that. He's a fantastic guy. He's a brilliant tattooist. But he's an artist. He's not a tattooist. There is a slight difference. There's a genre of tattooers out there that are tattooers. They just stick an owl on your hand and there you go. There you go. Back
yeah, they're doing it to a transfer. Yeah, so
a transfer and stuff like that. And but really, really good tattoos. And a tattoo has to mean something to you, you know?
Well, that's why Debbie said her son got, whatever it was, mother tattooed in Arabic or something, or family in Arabic on his arm, whatever that meant.
But I have four Maori symbols on my hand, and they represent the four symbols of earth, water, fire, and
why?
And
why
wind.
Would you not just buy a picture of it and stick it in your wallet?
Because I'm a spiritual guy as well.
I know. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being spiritual, but buy a picture and stick it in your wallet and look at. I have a little stone in my pocket here, a silver stone that's taken from a mould from a stone in Cornwall. I call it my lucky stone, but I'm not going to get it tattooed on my hand.
Well, the sun has,
and that's the great thing. That's your choice.
Yeah, but sorry, hang on. What are you trying to say there, Debbie?
Steve, with the son that has the tattoos, when he puts it, they're all meaningful. And he would tell me all the tattoos. Like, it could be one that his granda had died, and he's thinking, now you're putting the granda's dit. It's like a cross and putting his granda's dit on it. And it's like he says, it's just keeping all the memories and that on him.
But you can keep memories and you can get a memorial card. I mean, with the greatest respect. And I say that very respectfully, by the way. You can get a memorial card. I don't say we have to put it on your body. But getting back to this particular email.
First, right, the father, right?
Yeah.
He's concerned, okay? And the mother may be, as I said to Ruth there, the mother may be, oh, she's my daughter and she's my best world. Everything she can do what she wants. But then again, the mother is probably turning around and could easily be saying, look, we taught our daughter to make her choices. If she makes wrong choices in certain
areas. Yeah, but wait till she's 18.
But why? It's legal at 16.
Well, it's not. Well, there's no legality at all. Actually, there's no laws in Ireland around it. It's self-regulated, as far as I know.
It is regulated. There is a restriction.
I don't know. I don't think so. Actually, do me a favor. Stay there for a second, because Dave, you're an Ireland's classic kids. Dave, you are a tattoo artist.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what is the regulation here in Ireland?
There is none.
See, Pat, told you. None.
My friends are working off a whim, but they stick to a code.
Okay, yeah, but that's a code of practice, self-regulation. Okay, well, hang on, Pat. Dave, What advice would you give this father? A 16-year-old wants to start getting tattoos like her mates. It's a, you know, I've just put my hands on the table here. I mean, I've laid out my cards on this one. I don't like tattoos, but I've no objection to people getting them. I don't judge people who have them. But she's a bit young, isn't she?
She is. It really depends on the maturity of the person, what they want to get, where they want to get it, and whether the parents want to give consent.
Mm.
Because you're still dealing with a minor, so.
So if I'm 16 and I come to you and I say I want a butterfly on me back, what would you say to me?
Go and get your mum or dad.
But would you do it if my mum and dad said okay?
It would depend on how mature you are.
Okay, so every case is different.
Have a quick chat with the parents, see what their position is. Because some of them give you a
definite
reason.
Sorry, say that again, Pat. What did you say?
If the 16-year-old gave you a really heartfelt reason, if you believe that 16-year-old would turn around 10 years' time and still respect that tattoo for what it was. My tattoos, and I was there when it happened, a couple of guys walked in, and the guy said, I want to get a tattoo done. And your man says, well, I want to get a panther done. Why? My friend has one. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, there's probably an ethical code. I'm sure, Dave, you recognise that somebody...
No, he didn't. He wouldn't do it because he knew well in a few years' time this guy would be sick this
Absolutely,
tattoo.
Yeah. Okay, well, hang on, because let me just ask that, Dave. Do you have an ethical code? Like, if somebody comes in and you think the person might have a mental health problem, for example, you know, and they want something mental tattooed on them, would you turn around and say, and even if they're over 18, let's say he said, I want you to put two doves on my face.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay, so you have morals and ethics.
I will always have a conversation with the person before they get tattooed. If they're under 18, I'd have a chat with the parents.
Yeah,
I've been in positions where young lad wants to get tattooed, and you can see that he's pressured his mum into saying yes. She doesn't want him to get it.
Yeah.
So after chatting with her, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is self-regulated. There are cowboys out there, but any reputable tattoo artist.
Here's the thing. You're an artist, yes?
Yes.
So you love drawing anyway.
Yes.
And this is the point Pat was making earlier on. There are people out there who are tattoo artists, allegedly, who are basically just using these transfers to copy over.
Yeah,
yes.
The thing is, you can buy a kit off eBay from China, which comes with everything you need to do a tattoo and a DVD. And
like DIY tattoos?
For under €200.
Jeez.
And, you know, it's scandalous. There needs to be some sort of legislation here.
So you would be quite happy to have legislation?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I had...
And have they ever tried to bring in legislation?
We have. I had a visit from the local health board, and I thought they were coming in to do an inspection. And the woman came in and said, what do you do? How do you do it? And she had no idea behind anything.
So they don't even know what the safety standards should be?
No.
What's the weirdest request you've ever had, Dave?
Lightning bolt up the side of a fella's old fella.
Oh, his gadget?
Yeah.
Pat, would you get a tattoo in your gadget? Oh, he's gone. Pat's gone. Pat, are you still there? Oh, he's gone. No, I think his phone line has dropped.
No.
Oh, you're still there. You're still there. Pat, would you get a tattoo in your private bits?
No. Absolutely. Look at it. I like tattoo and I like my artwork, and I especially like my artwork that's done. But I know a friend of mine that got something done.
Right. Where? On his thing?
Yeah. And
right.
He suffered about 6 weeks afterwards because he didn't look after it.
He got an infection?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming then... Whatever the artwork on your penis that you get done will have to look good when it's stretched. I'm
The joke is, it's a storybook.
It's like a storybook. Yeah, some people would have to get very small pictures done on it, and some could get large. But, and Pat, that's the most unusual one you've had, yes. Would you get many drunk people coming into you?
Not so much now, no.
Okay.
Tattooing now, people are putting a lot more time and effort and thought into what they want and where they want to get it. The other thing, a reputable tattooist is going to be booked up for months and months in advance. So this whole thing of just walking in off the street and getting tattooed.
If you can do that and he's not that busy, there's something wrong.
There's a problem with the tattooist.
Right, okay. So you're booked up all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm booked probably 4 to 6 months in advance.
And the cost of tattoos, are they expensive?
A good tattoo, yes. Yeah, there's a saying, a good tattoo isn't cheap and a cheap tattoo isn't good.
Okay, let's take, for example, the one that, what's her name? What's the one that used to be on Britain's Got Talent years ago?
The Rose thing she got across her back.
Yeah, what's her name again? Cole. What's her name? I can't remember. I forgot her first name. Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about. She had a huge big rose across her back.
Yeah.
Something like that. Would that be expensive?
3,000-4,000 euro.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So, but that would take you some time to do.
Oh, yeah. There's probably 30 or 40 hours in that.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not all just tattooing. The tattoo is sitting down for 5 or 6 hours drawing exactly what she wants.
Right.
You know, so...
Okay, but let's get to the nub of this problem, right? Some people, the father might be a little bit more conservative. I'm a conservative, right? I'm a doddery old shite, you know. Anyway, I'm old-fashioned.
Each to their own.
Yeah, yeah. And there's still a stigma, isn't there? I mean, people, not in all walks of life, because there are a lot of companies now which are quite trendy, your Googles and your, you know, your game shops and all those kind of places and fashion shops.
The people that are in management now are in their 30s to 40s and they've grown up with the tattoo culture.
Yeah, but you're never going to see a solicitor or a barrister or a judge in a courtroom with a tattoo.
I have a mate who is a barrister in Dublin.
Yep.
He has a full Japanese bodysuit with what's called three-quarter sleeve. So the sleeve, the tattoo finishes halfway between his wrist and his elbow.
Okay, so but when he's wearing a suit, you'll never see that.
You wouldn't never know.
But see, so isn't this the thing, right? That because people are cute enough to get them in places where you can't be seen, we know that people will judge. So that's the reason we do that, okay? So in other words, you're not going to get a job probably front of house in a hotel if you've got a tattoo up your neck.
I would disagree. If you look at most, especially like bar staff, I guarantee there's...
Bar staff is okay. I'm not talking about bar staff.
But you're generalizing. Niall.
Yeah, sorry, Pat.
I have two friends. One is a barrister, the other is a lawyer, okay? One is female. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've seen her in court, in work, with her sleeves rolled up. She has a tattoo all the way up to the underside of her cheek from her neck.
I know Judge Judy wouldn't like that.
Well, I don't know. Judge Judy has one on her ankle.
I don't know. Ruth is going to check that now, but I don't think so.
What I'm saying is, my friend is a barrister for a long time.
By the way, I'm going to bet Judge Judy does not have a tattoo, by the way. I think you're just making that up.
I'm only joking. But my friend has tattoos. She's got one of the most fantastic tattoos you'll ever see in an artist's view. And I've seen her in court with her arms rolled up and everything. And the neck, she can't hide the neck. Right? And it's not stigmatized at all. She's very...
I don't believe it's not stigmatized. I mean, I wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't give a damn. But there are judges and there are people who have quite conservative views in conservative type jobs who would take a dim view of that.
Yeah, but they're dying out. But
do you think so?
Oh, absolutely. Because the people that are coming up through the jobs now are used to having people like David Beckham, no shirt on, all his tattoos plastered over everywhere.
It's all well and good if you're David Beckham and you're worth millions and you don't need a job.
It takes that social stigma away from...
I know, but I mean... But
biased sailors and criminals.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, a young person, and particularly if you're wealthy, it doesn't matter, I suppose, but if you're a young person, it could be quite trendy looking, right? But, I mean, when you get that wonderful rose done on your arm or those things, little zaggy-zags up your neck or whatever it is, or your breasts done or whatever it is, Dave, that you would do, and then all of a sudden, 20 years down the road, gravity kicks in, skin starts to loosen up a little bit. They don't look as nice anymore. They just look ragged.
I have tattoos that are just as good-looking today as they were 30 years ago.
Mm.
It's all in how you look after them in the beginning. If a woman was coming to me to get something put on her belly,
yeah,
I would ask her, is she planning on having kids in the future? Because of the stretching involved, you would then place it you'd put it in a position where the stretch marks, or if they do get them, aren't going to affect the tattoo.
I did. By the way, I'm at the Googling Judge Judy, by the way, just to make sure here. All right. And a lot of people seem to have Judge Judy tattooed on them, but she doesn't actually have a tattoo herself, just to clarify that, in case she's listening and wants to sue us. So she does that. But a lot of people seem to have... What's the story with people wanting Judge Judy on them? What's that all about? Oh, because she's an icon, Ruth says. Okay, all right, okay.
Niall, can I give you another example? You're talking about life and business and work and stuff like that. I turned around in the company I work for, I won't mention the company, a few years ago, and I said, guys, I'm going to wear a polo shirt. And then the manager at the time looked up the protocol in regards to staff members with tattoos and stuff like that. So he got the information from him. He reviewed my tattoos and he said, I don't find anything rude or abusive or anything about your tattoos. It's perfectly fine to wear a polo shirt in the job you're in.
Mm.
This is a 50-year-old company, European-based company, a very well-known company. I won't mention the name, but they have that set in their guidelines in regards to staff. If you want to wear a bare thing and you have tattoos, let us review them first. If they're anywhere abusive or stigmatizing and stuff like that, please, you can't. But if they're a representation of good art, they're okay. I have been stopped numerous times in 4 years from guys and women and everything come up and go, sorry, would you mind if I took a picture of your tattoo? It's absolutely gorgeous.
Right, okay. Well, sorry, both of you stayed there for a second because Pauline.
Hello, Niall.
Hello, Pauline. Now, you've listened to Pat and Dave, who is a tattoo artist, and I'm sure quite a good one, by the way. He sounds like he has a good reputation. But, I mean, you don't like them.
No, it's not that I don't like them, Niall. I just think that if there's a couple and the child comes to them and the father says no, as the head of the household, it should be accepted by both the mother and father. If your father says no, then it's a no.
Is the father the head of the household?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Look at the ones that don't have a father at the head of the household.
Right.
There's many.
Yeah, you've just started a whole... There's a whole argument now. The phone lines are going to light up now, but go on.
Yeah.
My friends don't have their fathers around. Don't have their boyfriends or whatever they have around. They brought up fantastic kids. So, you know what I mean? The head of the household is the person that holds the home, whether it be male or female.
There's many a household where a woman wished she did have a man who was the head of the household.
They're the head of the household. She has to be the head of the household. And more women hold the household better than the men do. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of relationships, Pauline, where the woman wears the pants. You can be sure of that.
Yeah.
Pauline, let's not start a Barney tonight over who's the head of the household, right?
But that's not... I'm only giving you my opinion.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's your opinion. Yeah. You're entitled to your opinion. That's what the show is all about. But Pauline, as you believe the father is right, do you think it's irresponsible of a 16-year-old to get a tattoo?
I don't think a 16-year-old should be allowed to make a decision like that when they're living under their parents' roof.
Okay.
And at that age they are. And I do believe the father should be the head of his household. And I believe it's his job and responsibility to rear the children that he brings into the world, and his wife's responsibility to help him.
Oh, that's a very old-fashioned view, Pauline, isn't it?
But that's my view.
Old-fashioned view.
Don't disrespect her view. That's her view. But I mean,
it's a very old-fashioned view in a modern age, especially.
Well, yeah, and it's a different world.
In the modern age.
Well, but, But we are in modern age, and artistry is very modern in the modern age as well, especially tattooing.
Yeah, well, here's the modern age situation and scenario tonight. You're having a debate and a discussion as to whether a father's word goes before a 16-year-old or not. So, in my opinion...
Yeah, she's got a point there. Well, no, hang on. She's got a point there. The father's opinion should come before the 16-year-old.
No, the father's opinion... Okay, he has a right to be worried. Okay.
No, I'm not agreeing with everything Pauline said, but I do agree that his opinion, while she's 16 years of age living under his roof, is more important than hers.
Wait a minute. Dave made a perfect suggestion. Why doesn't the father go in with her to the tattooist place and have a proper, mature conversation about it?
Because he doesn't want her having a tattoo.
He has a child. He's speaking to a child.
Look, I've had the conversation. I've listened to your point of everything. You can wait a couple of years, and when you get your own place, then you get a tattoo.
He has a responsibility as a father to his children to rear them, and it's the mother to help her.
But if you want to control your child, then you're deeming your child to go off and do it.
Come on, Pat. When you say you want to control your child, you have an obligation as a parent when your child is under the age of 18 in your home to be a guardian to that child. And it's not about control. It's about raising the child. Okay. That is your job.
Exactly.
So especially in this modern age, because we see it all the time, and I see it all the time, what then if she turns around and then goes to some tattooist, backstreet tattooist, and just gets done badly on the sly?
That's like the old argument, if I don't let my 15-year-old drink alcohol, he'll go out and do it in the field. He shouldn't be doing it.
Or sleep with a girlfriend or boyfriend under your roof.
Yeah,
you want to get your priorities in order here. It is father's responsibility.
Dave, when the 16-year-olds do come to you, right, who normally comes with them, mum or dad?
Mum.
Right. And would you have more 16-year-old females or males looking for tattoos?
Females.
Is it more common nowadays with females to get tattoos, generally?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So their mothers are going with them, Pauline, not their fathers?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping in a situation like that, it must be either that the father's opinion, if he disagreed, doesn't count, or that he did agree, and it does count.
Mm. Maybe.
So that's where, when, if I have a mother come in with a child and you have a chat with the mother and you can clearly see that the mother is being pressured into it, it takes the decision away from her and I just say no.
Okay, so if the mother says something along the lines of, I don't agree with it, but she's insisting on getting it done, then it's a no-no.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're ethical on that, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure many people appreciate you do that, Dave. But there are, as Pauline rightly said, you know, our Pat said, there's backstreet places out there.
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't give a shot?
And that's where the legislation needs to come in.
So do you know of tattoo artists that will do a tattoo on a 16-year-old with no parents present?
I know of them. I don't know them.
No, but you know of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing illegal about that, is there?
No, there's nothing. They don't even need to get consent from the parents.
I think that's awful.
But you see, the thing is, until it happens to a politician's son or daughter, nothing will get done about it.
Mm.
It needs to hit them at home before anything like that ever changes.
Pauline, what do you generally think of tattoos?
I actually think they're lovely. I love the artwork, and I can't draw nothing.
Right.
But for myself, I wouldn't actually wear one, but I do think they're lovely. But I wouldn't judge somebody because they had one. But I do agree with you when you said earlier, if it was a situation, I don't care what anybody says, I've worked in the hotel industry, if you had tattoos up the side of your neck, you most likely would not be put at the front of house. And I think a father is probably thinking about that kind of thing where his children are concerned, and it is his responsibility until they are old enough to put the rules down and say, I say no, that's the end of it.
No reputable tattooist is going to tattoo any minor on the side of the neck.
No, I know, she's not talking about a minor, generally.
Yeah, like in front of house in a hotel.
I think because I know you're saying the world has changed a bit, Dave, but I'll be honest with you, there is still those who judge people with tattoos, particularly, say, a guy, they'll say he's a tough guy or whatever,
but
you know.
It's swung the opposite way.
But you're not going to get a job. If two people go for a job as a receptionist, front of house in a 5-star hotel, and they're both equally qualified, and one has tattoos on the neck, I'm pretty sure they're not going to get the job. That's just it. And that's just a fact of life. Whether you think it's discrimination or not, I probably agree with you, it is, but that's just a fact of life.
Yeah, and it does happen.
Yeah.
But then there
so
are
why put yourself at a disadvantage and do that?
Because they want to be... People get...
Different.
It's different, yeah.
They want to make themselves out to be an individual. They want to express who they are through the art on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to stand out in the crowd. They want to have people looking at them. People get tattoos for all different reasons.
That's exactly what they get. And when they go for an interview, that's exactly what they will get, people looking at them. You're being assessed. You're being a decision is being made on whether you're suitable or not for the position you're applying for. And that is exactly what you're going to get.
Yes, but what's happening now is more of the people in those positions
mm-hmm.
are tattooed themselves.
I'm looking, by the way, just in relation to the legislation. Sorry, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I know you mentioned the legislation. There was a bill entitled an act to make it an offence to carry out an intimate piercing or tattoo on a person aged below 18 years of age and to regulate piercing and tattoo businesses. But the issue was dropped last year because of COVID.
And can I ask you...
January 2020 was the last time they discussed it. Yeah, sorry.
I've been tattooing in this country for 20 years.
Yeah.
So...
Hmm. Now, what does the legislation say again? That they can't be...
No, there's no legislation. They were trying bring it. They drafted up a bill last year, but it's been sitting on somebody's desk gathering dust since last year. So there's no legislation.
And so would that stand also for the jab?
What jab?
The injection or the inoculation or whatever they call it.
What, the vaccines?
Yeah.
No.
Would it not?
No.
That comes under a medical procedure.
That's classed as a medical procedure, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I know you have an opinion on a pod and you're gagging to get it out there, aren't you?
No, I'm just wondering, because I wonder why the legislation was dropped. That's a very odd thing to do.
No, it'd be completely different. It wouldn't be anything to do with that. I think you're thinking too deeply into it. That would have been last January, actually, just before COVID, when the legislation was drafted. Yeah, but that legislation would have been drafted up probably in the November or October or November of the year previous to that, 2019. So in saying that, it would have absolutely nothing to do with vaccines, or there was no intention to stop vaccines with it or allow vaccines. So I think you're kind of reaching into a little bit of a rabbit hole there, Pauline. All right, listen, I have to wrap it up. Dave, listen, thank you very much. You're very informative, by the way. And where's your tattoo business? Where are you? South Tipperary. And have you got a shop?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, so
I closed it due to COVID.
Okay, so you just operate out of... Oh, by the way, COVID must have hit you really hard, by the way, did it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. Yeah, because it's kind of... Yeah, I mean, look, you can't avoid skin to skin, like.
No, you can't.
Yeah. And by the way, and what's the main market now? It's arms, legs, backs, breasts, bums.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm either looking here, when I looked up the Judge Judy, there's a picture of a guy who has no hair, and he got hair tattooed on his head. Is that a common thing nowadays?
I've done quite a bit of cosmetic tattooing, eyebrows, lip liner,
okay,
eyeliner.
Right. Do they work out?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, do they look good from a distance?
Yes.
Right.
Well, the thing is, you're drawing them on the person first.
Okay. So they can get a look and see what they're going to look like.
Then you're using there's topical anesthetics that you can use to stop people feeling the pain so they don't move.
Okay. Because I know a lot of women have that problem of years of plucking eyebrows.
Exactly.
Yeah, that they lose them altogether. Mm. So that's very common now, isn't it, to get eyebrows?
It is, yeah, it is.
What do they call it? Microblading. Is that what they call it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I just know it as cosmetic tattoo.
Oh, that's one form of doing it. Okay. All right. Mm. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air, Dave.
No
Tipperary.
Problem. No
All right,
problem.
There you go, Dave, tattoo artist from Tipperary. Now.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.